This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take a deep breath. You found yourself into another week, second week of April. This is the Monday program, the Monday DJV show, without Jennifer Horn, but with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. So Victoria will do her best to do, well, between the two of them, they have been trying, they've been practicing all weekend their Jennifer Horn voices. So maybe every once in a while you hear somebody who sounds like Jennifer, but it won't be Jennifer. It'll be just Victoria or Kara doing a... Oh, I could do my Jennifer Horn impression, right? And think I could probably...
I can't imagine what that would sound like, but go for it.
I'll practice. In the meantime, you would like to give us what's trending, and that would be a big help as to how we focus our attention at the beginning of this hour.
Well, the biggest story politically around the world, not even just politically, but just the biggest story right now is, of course, that gas attack in Syria. 70 people are feared dead from suspected chlorine poisoning, and Britain, with the Western allies, went into urgent talks. Donald Trump has issued a pretty stern warning saying that, you know, this has got to stop. Washington, Paris, the United Nations, Britain, and just every Everyone is now, I think, hopefully going to do something about this. And, of course, you know, the commentary that's all over social media is, why hasn't something been done about Assad until this point? It's just people are scratching their head wondering, why do we let this keep going on? And hopefully this will be the final straw. But, of course, this has been trending pretty much all weekend. But this is... It's just, it's a devastating thing. You see these images of children. Once again, it's just a horrible, horrible thing.
Well, I mean, we can talk about the conversation and who did what to whom. I think you summed it up in one sentence. Why is Assad still there?
Right.
He's still there because he's propped up by the Russians, and there hasn't been the desire, for whatever the reason. There's been a lot of tough talk, but there hasn't been any. It's the same thing that's been going on. George Bush didn't care to do the things that were necessary to curb this sort of thing, and Barack Obama didn't do this. We're talking about Americans, but it isn't just on America. People keep pointing their finger at America. This is the international community who's let this guy sit there. It isn't just one country. It isn't just us, and it's not up to us by ourselves to do what's necessary to put a bullet in this guy's head and be done with him. And have whatever these people say, well, we don't know what will happen after that. Who gives a crap? At this point, it isn't going to be any worse than this guy in terms of how his people are treated or how that area of the world functions. That area of the world is a mess. And so under the last night on Madam Secretary, one of the themes, it's really a great show because it keeps so close to what the headlines are. And so one of the subplots, there's usually three or four subplots, is how do you keep the Sunnis and the Shiites from fighting with each other, the Iranians and the Saudis, because one sect is in one country and one sect is in another country. This is madness. This is the same thing. Never mind, look back through these administrations. Look back 100 years, 1,000 years. We just celebrated the three very holy times, Passover, Easter, and the things that went along with it. And those are religious holidays that started, that were started by religions who came from the same area. It's all of their faults, if you want to place the blame, but I don't even know that, what good does it do to place the blame? Fix it. And how do you fix it? You get rid of him, and you put some strong, you know, we're so God blessed interested in the military aspects of this, because the military industrial complex so controls, you know, I didn't even put it past these people that are involved in this stuff. I don't put it past them to have created these circumstances. Where did this gas come from? And why is it there? How did it get there? We're also concerned about nuclear weaponry. Well, what about this kind of weaponry?
Right.
Or any kind of weaponry? How did it get there?
Until this attack, I didn't even know chlorine could be weaponized in a gaseous form.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a glass. If you remember your science from high school, chlorine is one of the substantive gases. Like, it's not as important.
I didn't realize it could be weaponized.
Chlorine. Yeah. It's
that seems a little bizarre, but...
Think about chlorine bleach. And the various other applications, chlorine bleach, they put a little bit of chlorine in the bleach to make it stronger.
Right.
But they, you know, don't, when you open the bottle, you don't breathe it because it'll burn your lungs. That's what chlorine does. It burns your lungs.
Yeah, you're right. I don't use bleach, but you're right. That's yeah. true. I forgot about chlorine right. bleach. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
So, that's why the guy's there, because nobody does anything about it. And this weekend, I got infuriated about a couple of different things that are sort of old, but they're new again. The treatment of certain people and the way politics works and how we get sucked into it. It's part of the human condition. And I don't tell you that I'm better than anybody else because I'm not. But, you know, I saw like 2.5 movies this weekend. And the half was Blocker. What an awful waste of time. Unbelievable. What a terrible...
That looks really silly.
Oh, it's just plain stupid. And then I saw this movie about the volleyball team.
With Helen Hunt, right? Isn't she the coach or something?
Yeah, Helen Hunt and William Hurt. And they're very good in this. It's a great story. It's a tearjerker, not a sob story, but it's a tearjerker. But such a great story. Anybody who wants to see and feel good, it's a great way to do it, I would say. And then I saw Chappaquiddick. And Chappaquiddick, just what it did was bring me back to realizing what a no-good bastard Ted Kennedy was. And his father, what a no-good son of a bitch he was, and how they manipulated the news media, manipulated the American public, just manipulate, 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 which is what the Kennedys were all about. And we I can see it happening now. You see it with the people who are so, their allegiance is so strong to Trump, or their allegiance has been so strong to Obama, or their allegiance is so strong to George Bush, or Ronald Reagan, or you name whoever the politician is. What is there about, whether it's what we drink or eat or think, how do we get ourselves into these positions of being so weak at the hands of people who are so bad? And none of us are perfect. We all have our good side. We all have our bad side. I tend to look at the good side of most everybody. But you're going to find people. There is pure evil represented by guys like Assad, if you want. But, you know, in a way, what he's done, these people have their self-interest, and it's always about them keeping power, grubbing money, and taking advantage of the average person. And frankly, there's not much difference between the Kennedys and what they did in a way. I'm not saying that they created war or they created, although Ted Kennedy's really the one that got us into Vietnam. He did. I don't mean Ted Kennedy, I mean John Kennedy. But it's the human condition. And we can talk about it until we're blue in the face. If we had no people, there'd be nothing to talk about.
Well, is it a good movie, though? Is it something that everyone should see?
Chappaquiddick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chappaquiddick would really put you... It puts a spin on things. The only thing it doesn't address is something that got started last week. Didn't we talk on Thursday or
Friday?
That's
what I'm interested in. Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't. No, there's nothing in there.
CIA
no
operative who kind of went rogue and said that told a very different story of the situation with the car, who was in the car. Ted Kennedy was with the politician's wife, and it was not the woman who died. And there's that whole new thing that apparently was covered up. And there are more and more people now corroborating
the Kennedys
stories. Yeah.
The Kennedys covered up anything and everything that didn't make them look good or didn't add up to them moving their agenda ahead.
Right.
The worst guy, maybe, Without question, Adolf Hitler was the worst guy of the last century and may be the worst guy in modern civilization. But I will tell you something. Old man Joe Kennedy was a bad, bad guy.
Mm.
And it was reflected in everything he did, how he controlled those kids, the boys, the girls. We've all talked about the lobotomy that he had performed on his daughter. And that
movie's coming out, I guess, the end of this year.
Right, yeah. So people say, well, now that all the Kennedys are dead, you can have a field day with them. Well, I don't know whether it's out of respect or it just took them this long to put the stories together. But it's so much like so many other people who, again, gain power at the expense of anybody and everybody. We want to be in charge. We want to have control. We want money, 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 whatever it is. And there's nothing wrong with abundance. There's nothing wrong with making a lot of money. It's what you do with it that separates the men from the boys or the good guys from the bad guys. Money is not at all inherently evil. There's nothing about having money that's evil. It puts people to work. It gives you a reason for sustenance. It gives you a reason sometimes for working harder, whatever it is. But guys like, no stretch of my imagination, these Kennedys were just bad. And so I think Bobby was the only one that really was, I don't say pure, but he was.
He seemed to have some sort of a moral code that
was
different.
Best motivation. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, that's chapter. But I bring it up because it brings me around to thinking, or getting us all to think about, once again, power and what's done in the name of power. And this bastard Assad, I've used a lot of really strong language here, but that's what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And why hasn't somebody just wiped him out, wiped out his... That's what we did with Noriega. Not Noriega. Well, Noriega is another story. Yeah, he was yanked from power because Reagan didn't like him. So they just grabbed him, and for good reason. He was no good. Put him in jail, let him rot. So why can't somebody just do the same thing with Assad? That's what they did with Saddam Hussein. He was in jail, and then they hung him. So if these people have committed these crimes against humanity, what is he doing still there? That's what I ask of you to think about today as you go through whatever other things you have of thinking about Gigi Hadid or whatever other way you want to waste your time. 19 past the hour on the DJB show.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Wee-oh! You melted me! I've melted!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done! Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Yeah. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Is now 30. Wait a minute.
Cut it out, Doug. We're wasting 10 minutes worth of somebody's time. It's 23 past the hour. DJ V time. Toria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen. Let's find out. I made a reference to what I watched last night. Yesterday was moderate entertainment day. Brendan and Miles and I spent the morning at the park, and then I spent the afternoon at a couple of movies and working out. And then last night I came home and saw the NCIS Los Angeles show, which I think is the best of all of them, frankly, and then Madam Secretary, which I haven't really watched for quite a long time, but I determined that I wanted to stay up and watch it because I think it's quite a good show. So it was about what was going on. They're both, what they call those, episodic. That's mm-hmm. what it is. They're episodic shows, and they're good. All right, so, and I don't have to dig around in the if you watch it, one NCIS show, they're all the same. It's just a different bad guy each week. And I suppose maybe that's the whole thing with anything, any movie, any television show, any book.
Well, there's a
guys
formula.
The bad guys. Yeah, that's the formula.
Yeah.
All right, so anybody else watch anything that was of value that you want to talk about?
We were out last night for dinner, but I did catch a little bit of, speaking of Chappaquiddick, I caught a little bit of the CNN series, The Kennedys. Have you seen
yeah.
any of that?
I have not.
I started recording it because it was really good. Yeah. It was last night I happened to tune in at the juiciest part of Jackie and Marilyn and President Kennedy and the birthday at the Madison Square Garden when Marilyn Monroe sang to him and Jackie knew that the affair was happening. It was kind of juicy, but I'll probably dig into that a little bit more. And then I saw a touch of 60 Minutes in the election, the Homeland Security hacking. That was very disturbing, but informative. But that's pretty much it.
That's pretty. That's how you could describe most every 60 minutes. Disturbing and informing.
Right.
Something in each one of them that's disturbing and informing. All right, Kara, any good TV reviews from you?
I watched a rerun of the show Cash Cab, which used to be in New York City with Ben Bailey, where he drives around in a taxi.
They still doing
that show? No. But I used to love that. Every cab I got into, I was hoping it was the Cash Cab.
That was a good show.
Yeah, they did bring it back in 2017. I don't know if they're still filming episodes, but there were some new ones. But the one I was watching from was 2010. So, if you want to watch it, you got to brush up on your knowledge from 2010, apparently.
All right, so it's on tonight, Victoria.
Lots of energy. entertainment tonight on ABC at 8 p.m. It's a brand new American Idol. It's the top 24, and there will be celebrity duets. Over on The Voice at 8 p.m. on NBC, they bring back all of the former champions to serve as mentors for the new contestants. So Cassidy Pope will be mentoring Kelly Clarkson's team. Jordan Smith will be with Adam Levine. Chris Blue will be with Team Alicia, and Chloe Kahansky will be with Team Blake. So you get to see some of the former winners back.
A little bit of American Idol last night as I was going back and forth with the channels, and it was for the first time something I found entertaining. There was a blonde lady singing, and her relationship with the panel was great. She was really very good, but it was the first time I'd caught any part of American Idol this season that I thought was good.
Well, I think they're now starting in the competition part of it, so it should be better with performances and things like that. So that makes sense. 8 p.m. CBS, Kevin Can Wait. Kevin and Vanessa devise a plan to save Enzo's restaurant after learning that the new owner wants to make it a parking lot. Living Biblically at 9:30 on CBS, Chip's mother-in-law, who's a scientist, spars with him about the power of prayer. And 10 p.m. on NBC, another episode of Good Girls. This show is getting a ton of buzz.
Yeah,
this is the four women who decide to rob a bank to save their families. And then one final show at 10 p.m. on ABC, episode 2 of what looks like the creepiest show on television right now, called The Crossing. Have you seen the preview of it? Steve Zahn stars. He's a cop, and these people wash up on the shore, and they're from the future. So it looks very creepy, but
really?
People are buzzing about it. Yeah,
creepy.
Looks really cool.
There's something. There's one of the movie trailers was for another creepy show called V, which is for Venom, and it's that, you know. What do you want to go see that kind of stuff? It's 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Children learn what they see. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carnty. If you're a parent, you've likely come across the statement that children learn what they see, not what they hear. I think maybe many parents can say they've heard that statement before. Some might be able to repeat it verbatim, and maybe others even have that saying hanging up on a wall in their house. But how often do we, as parents, truly bring that concept that children are learning by watching us to our foreground? How often do we shine light on our every habit, speech patterns, and ways we express ourselves? That takes a lot of effort to pay attention to everything we're saying and doing. But the reality is that children, specifically your children, are learning more by watching you be in the world than they will ever learn by your telling them about it. Catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Monday program on the air. Hope you had all of you a good weekend, and you can bring the good experiences to the fore to make this a better week. The DJV show. Jennifer is on. Let's see. She did a big event last night, some political event. So that's her. In order for her not to have just slept for 2 hours, it became our job to enhance your day. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen celebrating National Winston Churchill Day. Now you can say, why are we celebrating National Winston Churchill Hill Day in America? He became an honorary citizen of the United States. April 9th is when it's observed. On this day in 1963, actually, ceremony for honoring citizenship presided over by our president at the time, John Kennedy, took place for Winston Churchill. He wasn't here, but his son and his grandson were able to attend. He got honorary citizenship. Well known for his leadership, he was the Prime Minister, as you know, of England during World War II. There have been lots of movies. It's funny, isn't it interesting how the focus comes around to some of these people at a point which may not make necessarily any sense. All the attention on Winston Churchill, you saw there have been, half a dozen movies, but it seems in the last couple of years between the Queen Mm-hmm. And the movie that starred Gary Oldman.
The Darkest Hour.
The Darkest Hour, yeah.
She won the Oscar for.
About, yeah, right. So, anyway.
I still think John Lithgow did a great job in The Crown.
Yeah, right, yes. Anyway, Churchill can uniquely trace his roots back to Virginia by way of Brooklyn. His mother was American. Her name was Jenny Jerome. Her marriage to Lord Randolph Churchill produced two children, John Spencer and Winston. Thus, the House of Spencer that you hear about, he actually was a nobleman in part. At least part of his blood was noble. And he was just a fabulous thinker. Many of the facts about Winston Churchill that may not have known. He was born in 1874, elected to the British Parliament in 1900, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Secretary of State for War and Air before that, won a Nobel Peace Prize for Literature, he didn't win a Peace Prize, it was the Literature Prize in 1953, passed away in 65. Part of the Orient Express was used to move his body to his final resting place, which was a little town in England. I've stood at his grave. He's in a little churchyard in a little town called, I think it's Bransford, if I'm not mistaken, but it's in the Midlands. It's not more than an hour from England, from London. It's just one of these little teeny tourist towns. And you wouldn't ever find the grave if you weren't looking for it. You didn't know where it was. It's on the side of a hill, little church, and a little town.
Huh.
And, you know, when you come across things like that, it's kind of like when you do the tour of Boston and you walk by the headstones for Paul Revere or some of the early heroes, it really makes you think, okay, well, other than they were famous and they're here and I'm close to them, how are they any different than me or where I'm going to end up?
Well, that's true. we're all equalized.
Oh, yes, we sure are. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Or as the Westerners used to call it, Boot Hill. That was how we were all reduced. But Churchill, in his day, was a controversial sort, very politicized by those who were his enemies. But he really was he's a fantastic leader. And you know what? It's interesting how you hear the right person is in the job. He and Roosevelt, the right people there at the right time. And Stalin, too, in a manner of speaking, how they dealt with him. Have you seen the movie The Death of Stalin, by the way? It's really silly, but yet it tells the true story, but in a comedic way, of what happened when Stalin died and how the Russian leadership fought over who was going to be the next person in line, the next person in charge, and how they killed off the people. Khrushchev bumped off the people that he they didn't want. You know, it's really, again, all of these stories. We're talking about what happened in the Middle East yesterday and over the weekend. All of this stuff boils down to the same thing. It really does. The average person wants a couple of square meals a day and a roof over their head, and that's it. But then there are those who are born to lead. Or is it they're born to lead or born to divide? Why do we have different countries? Why do we have different states? Why do we have different towns? Why do we have so much division? Remember John Lennon's song, Imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Imagine what the world would be like. People say, oh, you're naive. You don't understand human. Well, maybe it is. It's human nature to want to control them. We got a little, okay, so this guy wants to be mayor of this block, or that person wants to be in charge of that block, or the president of the student union wants to be in charge of the students. You got to have some leadership. But a lot of it is very artificial. Okay, so enough philosophy.
But I do think, though, just one last thing on Churchill, though. I think one of the most interesting things about him, and this, it's something I think a lot of people forget, or it's not always top of mind, is that he was half American.
Yes.
And that made, I think, a difference in the way that he viewed things, mm-hmm. and having that American sensibility from his mother. It wasn't just all stiff upper lip kind of thing that people who, from things that I've read about him, people who knew him personally said he was a lot warmer than what his persona was. His persona was that, you know, that staunchy British guy. guy with the cigar.
Right. Right.
And that actually in person he had much more of a warmer American kind of feel to him. So I think that's probably why he worked so well, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, with Roosevelt, because he had a vested interest in America doing well, because
yeah.
His roots, anytime your roots are from a different place, I think you kind of have some sort of an emotional pull anyway towards it.
Yep. It's a good mix. Okay. The, New York story, and maybe one of the important stories of the weekend was the fire in the Trump Tower and what happened or didn't happen. What do we know and not know about this whole reality? It sort of takes one back when you think about it. It's sort of, there's a new movie coming out this, I think it's either this month or next month, with The Rock. You know, he's in the new movie. Did that Beast movie? No, that comes out next week, I think. But then in a couple of months, what is a modern day towering inferno with The Rock saving a building called Skyscraper.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, the same thing happens as happened in the Towering Inferno and as happened in the Trump Tower, a fire. And its origins and what happened, didn't it sort of get out of control, Victoria, in a way, the fire in the Trump Tower?
Well, it started, it was on the 50th floor, and there was one casualty, the man who owned the apartment where the fire was. Well, we don't know yet where the fire actually started. They're still investigating that. But we do know a 67-year-old man who was an art dealer. He was transported to the hospital and later died there. But no other injuries or deaths were reported so far. But the biggest debate that this really brings up is that there were no sprinklers. And when you think of these, I live in Manhattan, and we all, you know, everything is skyscrapers. So,
yeah.
But when you think of these buildings, you just automatically assume that there are sprinkler systems in place, and it's one of those things you take for granted. But the truth is, Trump Tower was built in 1983, and there aren't sprinkler systems in any of the residential parts of the building. And it's not just Trump Tower. This is a widespread problem, which is now going to be up for debate. When Mayor Giuliani was mayor, he tried to get sprinklers. He tried to pass a bill that would require buildings that didn't have sprinkler systems to be retrofitted. Donald Trump and a lot of other commercial builders fought vehemently against it because it would cost about $4 a square foot is what the reasoning was. They said up to $4 a square foot is what the cost would be. And so new construction going forward from that point, this is about in the late 90s this came up, and you would think buildings that were built in the late 90s, you would think it would be an automatic thing that there are sprinkler systems in them, but it's not, it wasn't a requirement. So this is going to just bring up, and this is for every major city, this isn't just New York, this is going to be, I think, a national city debate about the importance of sprinkler systems and safety precautions for residents. Because if you're on the 50th floor, what are your chances? If the elevators are shut down, there are no fire escapes. You know, there's a stairwell, but if there's a fire in the stairwell and there's no sprinklers in the stairwells, how do you get out? You're trapped. That's it. And we still talk about, you know, that fire over in London. Remember that fire? Was it 2 years ago now?
Yeah,
that horrible.
Years, yeah.
And Adele has been, and Simon Cowell, a lot of celebrities have been rallying against, there were no safety precautions in that building. And it was a low-income building, and they think, you know, a lot of people have said that's the reason why there were no sprinklers or anything in that building. But this is just, it's just another reminder that even in 2018, we just don't seem to have it together. And people should not be dying in fires.
What's in the public interest does not always get done. It may be in the public interest, but it isn't in the interest of somebody, otherwise it'd get done. I guess you have to define public interest in that way. Speaking of the public, outrage continues after the video went viral regarding Conor McGregor. Let's talk about a couple of sports stories here. He was stripped of his UFC title. This is a madman who...
Unhinged, I would say, for sure.
These people who do this UFC stuff, and I suppose you could say it about men or women, whoever's into it, the fact that they get as much attention and are touted or lauded the way they are, he showed what I believe to be his true colors. And the reason that he won the UFC when he did is because he is a crazed maniac. And that motivates you to, you know, do anything to take out your opponent. And so he throws a hand truck through the window of a bus, hurts a number of people last week. You all saw the video, I'm sure.
Yep.
And so now he's been stripped, and appropriately so. Why should this person be glamorized or heroized? And, but he got $30 million for being in the ring with Floyd Mayweather, right? Wasn't it $30 million? So,
I don't remember how much he got. I know that I think the whole fight was $100 million, and Floyd walked away with something like that amount.
Yeah.
Which was just insane.
Yeah, it's priorities, man. And as judgmental as it sounds, those are a I have no problem telling you what I think about Conor McGregor. I don't have any trouble telling you what I think about the Kennedys or any of the people who.
Hey, it sounds like you're just stacking up against all the Irish people.
Oh, that's it. I don't like Irish. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, and I got some Irish in my blood.
Well, look, those are. I'm half Irish, and so that's two examples that you. I'd send them back somewhere else too.
Right. All right, tell us the story about this Canadian bus crash and the hockey team.
This was the biggest sports story over the weekend for sure. The Humboldt Broncos, which was a Canadian junior hockey team from Saskatchewan, Canada, that serves as a farm team for the NHL. The age ranges were 16 to 21 of these players. They were involved in a tragic accident on Friday when their team bus and a semi-truck collided. The bus was carrying 29 people, the team's 24 players, as well as the coach and the team captain. The coach and the team captain were killed, along with 13 others. Another 14 of the group was injured. And, of course, this was just a hugely emotional thing. They started a GoFundMe account that within 24 hours had reached over $3 million for the families of the victims. And across the NHL, every team had their final game this weekend of the season, and they all honored the victims in some way, whether it was wearing badges on their uniforms or helmets or a moment of silence. It was a really nice show of appreciation for these victims. One of the best stories that came out of this, though, one of the victims was 21-year-old Logan Boulay. He had recently registered to be an organ donor on his 21st birthday, and after it was determined that he was not going to survive his injuries, doctors kept him on life support until matches for his organs could be found, and now at least six different people will have their lives saved from Logan's organs, which is the best thing that could have come from such a horrible tragedy.
Yep. Sad, but something good comes out of something bad most of the time. All right, let's speaking of something good comes out of something bad, have you looked at your teeth lately? How bad do they look? Are they stained? You've been drinking a lot of coffee, tea, wine, smoking, all the things, or just not going to the dentist and getting your teeth whitened every 6 or 7 months? So now we found a way to pass along to you a whitening way to take care of the problem that you have of really when you look in the mirror and you smile, you don't see that smile that you like. Here's the way to fix it. Only takes 5 minutes in application. Power swabs. Power swabs works in 3 or 4 minutes. Don't have to fiddle with any trays or strips or whitening, you know, all that stuff. No. You're going to get rid of the stains over a period of time, but the whitening starts right away using their patented natural tooth detergent whitening agent to lighten those stains. So call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it on the DJV show. You get 50% off the retail price of power swabs. Get the whitening that you deserve and you desire in your teeth. 800-208-1797. 50% off with the DJV code. That's 800-208-1797 for a perfect white smile. It's going to happen immediately, but you'll see the results right away, and then you try it every week. And before you know it, you'll have the beautiful white teeth that you desire.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
When you're thinking about getting a mortgage, everyone has a piece of advice. And believe me, you'll hear it all. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. And the thing I've learned about mortgage advice is everyone has some. But not everyone has what's right for you. Rocket Mortgage has helped millions get the information that they need. Based on real data, we've made everything easy to understand so you can confidently make the right decision and get a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Rocket Mortgage. Check it out. Take your time. And if you have questions, we'll be here with expert advice you can trust. Because we know that buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. So give us a call at 800-QUICKEN or visit rocketmortgage.com today to learn more. Start the journey toward your perfect home with America's largest mortgage lender.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJB Show, with Victoria bringing us into focus, or bringing a number of things here into focus, including yet another hack and breach, which we'll get to. Another one. Yet another one. Well, that's a good place for us to start, because it's another cyber attack. Yep, another wake-up call. For those of you who fly Delta, listen to this.
Delta says that hundreds of thousands of customers may have had their names, their credit card numbers, and their home addresses exposed in a cyber attack last year. Delta and Sears were affected by the hack, which involved chat services provider, which was a company. If you're online, just to sort of sum this up, if you're online and the little box comes up and says, would you like to live chat? And then you live chat with, I use this all the time, I live chat with a customer service person.
Yeah.
So that company was compromised. So the same company that Delta and Sears use, that's really the source of this. And the service revealed that the breach happened between September 26th to October 12th. And Sears estimated originally that the breach affected fewer than 100,000 of its customers, but it turns out it's more than that, too. And so both businesses are now working on this. They're setting up websites and hotlines for concerned customers so you can call and find out if your information was hacked. But this is, yet again, just these are the only real thing you can do is just make sure you're monitoring your credit card statements. That's the number one thing to do. Don't wait for the paper statement every month. Get online and check to make sure you know exactly what's going on before it's too late.
All right, and yet another reason to ditch Facebook. We'll find out in a moment what the people who run Facebook think you ought to do to protect yourself using Facebook. Man, these people have some kind of balsam. I'll just give you that much of a tease. Right now, though, it's a focus on the biggest technology issue facing autonomous vehicles. That's the focus right now.
The Geek Out.
Autonomous driving has hit a rough patch of late. The Uber self-driving car hitting a pedestrian, the horrifying story of an accident involving a Tesla X, and what makes these stories interesting from a technology standpoint is the debate over autonomous control in automobiles. Tesla reports, like the case of the Uber incident, the driver had autopilot engaged but didn't have his hands on the wheel and was ignoring warnings to do so. So is the problem the computing systems, the human that abuses the feature, or simply the fact that these are called autopilot when they're not? Should automakers be responsible for installing systems that require human interaction at all times? I've got more information on this interesting topic over on Twitter at TheGeekOut.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. N62318.
All right, so for those of you who are users of Facebook, and that includes me, just sit down for a minute and listen to Victoria. These people are so tone deaf. They are, it seems like they're almost, the self-destruct mechanism has been pulled there. Listen to what you're going to have to do if you want privacy.
This is very surprising to me. On Friday afternoon, the Facebook COO, the chief operating officer, is Sheryl Sandberg, and she's a very public figure. So she was talking about the data hacks and the breaches and all the things with Facebook. And she said that if users want to protect their data, they would have to pay for that privilege. That was not a popular statement. She said, quote, "We have different forms of opt-out," meaning opting out in terms of privacy settings. And she said, "We don't have an opt-out at the highest level. That would be a paid product." Then she made it clear that that's not in the company's plans at all to even offer any of that paid high level of security. So even though she's saying that you would really need to pay for it, but at the same time, they're not going to offer that. So I'm not sure where that leaves the Facebook user who wants to stay on the platform, but also wants to protect their privacy and their data. So it's kind of a head-scratcher. She's presenting what the solution might be, but also saying, well, we're not going to do that. Very, very bizarre, very unpopular, didn't make a whole lot of sense. And, of course, Mark Zuckerberg's got his own set of problems, but once again, Facebook is just imploding.
Facebook, yeah, it doesn't seem like they're doing themselves any good. 59 past the hour.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.